fight for 15. The fight for $15 an hour and the fight to form a union at fast food franchises throughout the country. Part of the strategy of the fight for 15 has been to pressure McDonald's to take responsibility for workers and workers' conditions at its franchises.
Since the beginning of this campaign, workers have been saying that McDonald's is the boss.
Kendall Fales is national organizing director with the Fight for 15.
Like, they know that McDonald's corporate comes to their store, is responsible for how much the meals cost, they're responsible for what uniforms they wear, they're responsible for if they're going to do all-day breakfast or not, so that means they're also responsible for the workers that are living in poverty and not getting raises, making $7.25, living in homeless shelters and can't feed their kids. And since McDonald's makes $5 to $6 billion a year in profit, we think that they have enough to make sure workers can not be on public assistance.
We're fast food workers. We're also retail workers, construction workers, child care workers. I mean, just we run the gamut of basically low wage workers who are tired of being treated with disrespect. We're only fighting for what we feel like we need and what we deserve.
Jameer Calhoun is a McDonald's worker. He's a crew trainer. He's been working at the fast food giant for over 4 years. He started out making $8 an hour. Now he makes $9.35 an hour. He says $15 an hour would make all the difference to him and his family.
It's a living wage. It's what I can make so I don't have to worry about feeding my daughter or just having to get help from my family, government assistance, and take 4 or 5 jobs that has me working around the clock and I barely see my family.
They need a $15 an hour. $8.75, we can't support our family, so that we need a more raise. $15 that we are here.
Letitia Pashmino is a McDonald's worker in Jackson Heights, Queens. She's a food service worker handing out fast food meals to customers.
They don't want us to get to tips, so we $8.75. I can't live. I can support my son, my family. It's too much. It's too much.
Along with other workers, she's lying down on the ground in front of a Manhattan McDonald's in protest.
If we're going to stay on the floor, we're going to stay and sleep on the floor.
Pashmina wants the right to form a union. According to Jose Lopez with Make the Road New York, the message is very simple.
$8.75 doesn't cut it. At the national level, $7.25 doesn't cut it. Families need to eat. Families need to survive. We want to see 15. We want to see a union.
At the Fight for 15 protests, there are signs that say we see wage slavery. It's the Fight for 15 on 415, says another sign. People are wearing orange T-shirts from New York Communities for Change. Black T-shirts say Black Lives Matter, Freedom Fighters, New York City Fight for 15, Hands Up, Don't Shoot. Jarrell Ware is wearing a T-shirt that says I Can't Breathe. He's a fast food employee. He works for McDonald's.
We're trying to get out of poverty. We're trying to stop police from killing us. We're trying to let everybody know that our lives matter, and they need to start treating us as such.
There's no difference between the Black Lives Matter, We All Matter, and the Fight for 15. It's all one, isn't it?
Yes, it's all one because we're all equal. The world is the only place that feels as if we're not equal. But we're equal. Our lives matter. We want to take care of our families. We want to be able to walk through the street and not get killed by police.
New York State Assembly member Linda Rosenthal says the Fight for 15 is awesome.
People are trying to take back the power instead of being subject to groveling and accepting what big corporations that make bazillions of dollars in profits are giving. We're demanding what is right and what is fair for workers in New York State today.
Assemblymember Rosenthal says when she goes back to Albany, she'll continue the push for 15.
We're going to rally around $15 an hour and see what we can get done. We need the help of the governor and we need the help of the state senate. But this is a noble cause and we're going to fight hard for it.
And so what's the next step for workers? More pressure, say activists, until McDonald's comes to the table, until they improve working conditions and raise wages at all of their fast food restaurants throughout the country. Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York.